You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey, it's Kelly Walker, and thank you for listening to this episode today. I'm excited to bring you a special guest. And, you know, my interview episodes always do the best. Like out of my top three episodes, two of them are interviews. So people love when I interview other people. So today we have a very special interviewee, and I am slightly scared to say that she's my best friend. Because when I say that, people get mad. So please, if you are my friend, don't be mad, because I've actually had a ring ceremony with this woman to celebrate our best friendship. So don't be jealous. I love you just as much. Okay. But this woman is my best friend. Okay. So, and she's also here in my recording studio right now. So I would love to introduce you guys to Janelle Farley Furman, who is the most adorable person ever. And she has a bright pink flip of hair on the top of her head. And she is the cutest, happiest, most adorablest person ever. Janelle, welcome.
Thank you, Kelly. Oh my gosh. You're so adorable. I love it.
Thanks. I love it. That's why we like each other, because we're both adorable.
Yes, I agree.
Right? Totally. Now, I think I've told stories about you on here before, about you manifesting $12,000.
Oh, yeah. It's real. I did it.
Such a good story. I seriously tell people that all the time. It might even be in my book. But you guys, this is her. This is the woman that manifested $12,000 in 2 days. She is magical. She is a magical unicorn.
No. It's pronounced llamacorn.
Look, I have llamas in my office. Ooh, you see that? Llama?
Yes.
Unicorn, llama, unicorn. Yes.
See? You put it together. It's a llamacorn.
Llamacorn. She actually has a llama room in her house.
I do.
She does. That's amazing.
And if you are lucky enough to come stay at my house, you get to stay in the llama room.
Yeah, it's her guest room now.
So, yeah.
Magical llama corn. Okay. Oh, this is, I can tell this is going to be a very interesting episode.
Guys, you are awesome to be listening 2 minutes and 45 seconds in. You are awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sticking with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for sticking around. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Janelle is a gold star student of manifesting, you guys. She has embraced it like none other. And I have loved watching her go from what she was first doing when I met her, which was selling makeup, to just shifting through all of these iterations of herself until she finally, just now, okay, not today, but
just in the last two weeks,
finally found her thing.
Oh, it feels so good.
It's amazing.
It's like the universe has done a collective, duh. like everything... I am 46 years old, friends, and everything from who my grandparents are, my grandmothers in particular, to today has been leading up to this point.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful. It's been frustrating, confusing.
Yes.
Trying to figure out who I am and what I'm supposed to do in life. But yeah. So do you want to tell them?
Yes. So I love this because it's so perfect for her. And also she had to go through all those other things.
I did.
So going through the trials of thinking that you found your thing, but it not quite fitting, trying to make it work, realizing you need to shift, and going through this a few times has helped her learn so much. She's totally figured out who she is, what her strengths are, what people love about her, and then run with it. But she couldn't have done it if she hadn't gone through all of the learning experiences. Yeah. We don't call them failures. They were learning experiences. They were steps on your journey.
They were. And it was awesome. I can feel, can I tell you right now, yes. I know we are recording and that nobody's actually listening to it at this moment on what, Thursday afternoon?
Thursday, January 28th, we are recording.
But I can feel, I don't know, can you feel the energy?
I can feel it.
People who will be listening to this at some point after this.
Isn't
afternoon.
That weird? We can feel it.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Can feel it too.
Like you want to know. You are just itching. You're like, Kelly, just tell us what Janelle does already. Like I can feel that pressure and that energy from you.
They're excited for you. So Janelle is the master of manifesting. She does the formula. She gets her action steps and she does them like a boss. But recently, her action steps have been extremely unexpected.
Cool.
They have taken her down a path she did not ever envision. But it is the perfect, most beautiful path ever, because if you know Janelle, you know that Janelle loves to cook for other people. That is her love language.
It is.
That is how she shows her love, through cooking amazing, delicious food for other people. By the way, Janelle is the chef for my retreat in May. She is cooking all the food, so be there or miss out and cry. So her new business is called One Bite at a Time, cutest name ever. And it is a brand new culinary concept combining delicious food with personal development. And every month she has a live event where she feeds you delicious food, and then you get to have a learning experience so your hearts and minds learn and grow. And it's all done with huge amounts of love in typical Janelle style, and it's going to be incredible. And I'm so excited to go to the first one.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. It's going to be fun, too, guys. Mm-hmm. I have figured out how to feed 20 people at one time. Mm. Fondue.
And that's huge. Fondue is a freaking lot of work.
It is. Not really. But, you know.
I went to a retreat last year, and they made fondue. Mm-hmm. And it took hours for them to make the food. And it was so much work, and they were so stressed. So I'm very excited that you know how to do it on the easy street side of things.
It took some work, took some time, but I figured out how to feed like 6-ish people, anywhere from 3 to 6, because mm-hmm. my family is 3.
Right.
Fondue in an hour.
That's amazing.
I know, right? That's how cool I am.
Is it anything like raclette?
No. Yes, I mean,
sort of.
My fondue does have raclette in it.
If you guys don't know raclette, look it up. It's R-A-K-L-E.
R-A-C.
R-A-C-L-E-T-T-E. Look it up. It's delicious.
Raclette is a cheese, a machine.
It is a machine and cheese.
And so it cool. is the name of the meal.
So, that is one multi-purpose word.
I know, right? So cool. All right.
So tell us, what has your insane surprise action step journey been like, going from selling makeup to being a coach to all the little steps in between to this amazing culinary masterpiece of personal development you have invented?
It's been crazy. So I never wanted to, I dabbled in direct sales mm-hmm. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, before the the invention of, you know, social media and all of that, where we still did things like parties in person.
Yeah, home parties, right?
Yeah. And I dabbled. I was like, no, this just isn't for me. And I stayed away from all direct sales. And then something popped into my head at an absolute inspired next step. And this is before I knew what manifesting was.
Yeah, you're a natural at it.
And it popped into my head and that I needed to contact my friend, Emily. Mm-hmm. And talk to her about the
Emily
makeup.
That I know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tell her about the makeup or talk to her about the makeup that she sold. And I was just going to buy it. And then I sold it. And then I met people, namely Kelly.
You should tell the story.
Oh my gosh.
I love this. I love that story. If you feel like it. I love that
Maybe,
story.
But not at this moment. So, okay, yes. So I got these tickets to this free business conference for female entrepreneurs. And I was so nervous to go, and I had two free tickets. And I really, really pondered and prayed about who to give the second ticket to. And it came to my friend Emily, who got me into selling makeup. And so it was a Friday morning. I don't know. Thursday. I don't know.
I think it was a Friday and a Saturday. So
okay. Yeah. So it was a Friday morning. We drove to this hotel.
Marriott, big fancy
Marriott hotel with the ballroom in the basement of it, you know, and so big sweeping staircase. And I'm wearing clothing that I felt safe in. And because I was terrified.
Aww.
I was going to this business conference of women who had it together. Who knew what they were doing in business. And here I am just selling makeup, doing Facebook Lives every day, and terrified. And I'm walking down the staircase, get to the bottom, we check in, and we can't get into the ballroom yet because they were still setting up. And so we had to wait outside. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do? My anxiety is through the roof. And Emily and I are standing off to the side a little bit, and I'm looking around, and I had been for a few months just friending everybody that I could on Facebook to try and build my audience. I had no idea what I was doing, none whatsoever. But I came across this lady who did this really cool thing called manifesting, and who at the time had just finished up a cruise where people got to like be with a mermaid and have a mermaid tail on and learn how to pose. And that person was our own very wonderful Kelly K. Walker. Mm-hmm. And I was starstruck. I had been watching and kind of following her for a little while. And she was just amazing. And I was learning, but I didn't know what I was learning, guys. Like, I was so new to everything personal development. I had no clue that manifesting was real. And I saw her. She was sitting at a table. She had a vendor booth. She was sitting at a table with her sparkly purple stuff. And there were purple kisses.
Yep. Hershey Kisses, dark chocolate because they're purple.
Yep. And she's sitting there. And I lean over to Emily and I said, oh my gosh, Emily, okay, don't look over there, but right over there, the sparkly purple table, that's Kelly K. Walker. And I am like whispering and I am dying because, oh my gosh, it's freaking Kelly K. Walker. So and I'm like, I didn't know she was going to be here. but by the end of this, by the end of tomorrow, I'm going to meet her. And oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh, and my heart was beating and I couldn't breathe. And I was so starstruck. And I was trying to be as quiet as I could. And at that moment, Kelly looked over and saw me. And out of her mouth came Janelle Farley Furman. And she stands up and rushes over to me and gives me a big hug. And I am dying. Because not only did she notice me, but she is hugging me. And she knows my name.
You're like, what?
Like, what the heck? I felt like, you know, you see at the Emmy Awards or whatever, you know, big red carpet events. Yeah. And you see these huge, humongous stars who are fairly new in in the industry. And they see their idol star walking by, and the idol star like is like, oh, you're so amazing. I love you so much. And they're just like, starstruck. That's what I felt like, guys. That is how Kelly and I met.
And wait, so, let me take over for a minute, and then you can have a back. So prior to this event, I have been scrolling through Facebook, like, you know, like I do. And I saw this adorable lady cooking food one day on a Facebook Live. And she had this cute little spiky hair with a little Donald Duck poof in the front. And she was so cute and adorable. And she was cooking. And so I was like, this is fun. So I watched her. And then for like the next few months, every time I'd be on my Facebook and she would pop up cooking again, I would go watch it and I'd watch the whole thing. And I thought, what a fun person. She is so cute. I love her. And of course, I learned her name because I was watching her on Facebook every day. Okay, go ahead. Now you can take it back.
Okay, so at this event that I had gone to that I had gotten free tickets to, that I had met one of my idols. Like, I'm just gonna say it. You were like one of my idols. That I had listened to that voice that said, you need to go. While I was sitting at that event that day, I had the most overwhelming feeling that I was going to do something really great. Mm. And that this was just the first step. Well, I go home that night and I am like overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, I knew what to expect. I had met these ladies. I had talked with them. I had hugged them. I had taken pictures. I had laughed. I had cried because this particular event pulls no punches. You feel the feels.
Did you cry when I was on stage?
Yes.
Yes. You know, that's how I gauge whether I won or not.
Yes. And the next day I showed up in color.
Yeah.
The first day I showed up, I just showed up. I showed up in what I felt safe in. My makeup was browns, you know, the neutrals. The next day, guys, I had glitter eyeliner on. Yes.
Glitter's my favorite color. Remember?
It was like night and day.
So awesome.
And I started the journey. That was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, October. Right now, June.
It was June.
Because I just got home from my cruise.
Yep.
My birthday.
And I started coaching with the event producer, a group that Kelly has been involved with. And so I got to know Kelly more and I got to know these awesome, awesome women. And through time, I was like, I have more to offer than selling makeup. Now, selling makeup is incredibly awesome.
It is.
And some really huge blessings in my life occurred because of that. But I realized it wasn't me. And I needed to not try to fit myself into that mold. And that is awesome. So I started thinking, okay, I can be a coach, a mentor. And I have been working really, really hard on that. I have created programs. I have spoken on stages. I've done my own retreat.
Your retreat was awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
I loved it.
And I'm really good at that. But I found myself last fall at a point where I was trying to make myself fit into the mold of a coach and mentor.
Yeah.
And it's just not me. And so I started thinking, okay, what do I need to do? But I was still trying to fit myself in and it wasn't working. And I went to this, I don't know, retreat thing in December. I got to go to Disney World, you guys. Let's just call it what it is. I did a business trip to Disney World and I learned some things. And at one of the meetings at my group that we had, we really broke some stuff down. And what came out of me being willing to share my frustration and my vulnerability came this phrase and this concept, one bite at a time. Now, you've probably heard that, but to me, it means something so different than tackling eating an elephant one bite at a time, right?
Right.
To me, it is enjoying life, yes. Taking life on. Yes, that means sometimes you're working through some hard stuff, but it also means that you get to enjoy life and live life one bite at a time, just one little chunk, plus, you know, food.
plus food.
It's kind of the
Amen,
best.
Sister.
And so I sat with that. It kind of sat in the back of my head, and I was still working on, you know, being a coach and mentor.
Yeah.
And then I got to do with one of my business coaches, I got to do this really incredible day called the Power Day, where we worked on what I needed to work on. And out of that came, just a couple of weeks ago, an entirely new business concept that has nothing to do with coaching and mentoring. And totally every, amazing. What?
Totally
180. Oh, yeah. And everything to do with who I am at my very core. I mentioned that it had to do with my grandmothers.
Yeah.
One grandma was the quintessential grandma who handmade everything, who sewed, crocheted. All the food was from scratch.
Nice.
All of that. The other grandma, at the end of the visit, you know, grandma gives you a cookie, right?
Right.
For the ride home. Well, she would take us into the kitchen and open the cupboard. And there on the second shelf up sat a couple of boxes. One was ginger snaps and one was dog treats. I was never entirely convinced that she gave us the ginger snaps every time. I know she did. I know she did. But this is how much I do not like store-bought, hard, crunchy ginger snaps.
Oh, yeah.
They taste like dog treats to me. And so, but she would always give us cookies, iced oatmeal. Is it grandmother's? Mother's iced oatmeal cookies? Those were the best ones that she gave us. And I still like those to this day, every once in a while, not all the time, but once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. It's just a nice heart hug, you know?
Yeah.
But she didn't cook. She could put together a mean meal from the grocery store deli, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like there would be the sandwich and the square sandwich bread, a stack of it on the table.
Uh-huh.
And cheeses and meats.
Yeah.
And the deli potato salad, a deli, like a veggie type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I knew when she provided a meal like that, I knew that she loved me just as much as the grandmother who would pound thin veal cutlets and stuff it with a stuffing like your Thanksgiving stuffing.
Wow.
And roll them up with a toothpick, pan fry them, and then bake them till they were done.
Dude, that's fancy.
Both grandmas loved me the same.
Yeah.
And it showed through the food they provided.
That's amazing.
And so that's what I do. Not everything is super fancy. We eat in my house grilled cheese sandwiches and Campbell's bean with bacon soup. Because that's just yummy. And we have dino nuggets from Costco on a regular basis. My son is 20.
And
we eat dino nuggets.
That's awesome. I love it.
But then I'll make things like fondue.
Or raclette.
Or, you know, any of the fancier foods that I make. Or we'll order pizza.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like we did today.
Yes. DoorDash. DoorDash last year was my friend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it doesn't mean that you're making all this food from scratch. It just means that you're feeding yourself,
mm-hmm.
but that there's love and concern when you're feeding others.
Yes.
And so these little steps along the way, I mean, this is me, right? This is so me, but all these little steps along the way that made absolutely no sense, I followed them.
Yeah.
And eventually got to where I am now.
Yep. And you learned all the coaching techniques.
Yeah.
You learned how to do personal development. You learned how to walk other people through it. You learned how to do breakthroughs.
Yeah.
I mean, you gained all the skills along the way, and you just now are taking your first love, which is cooking, and adding it to the mix and creating something that has never been created before. Yeah. Nobody does this.
I know, right?
It's completely unique.
Yeah. So it is exciting, and I'm looking back at all of the things, and this is actually, I've always wanted to cook for people. Even when, guys, I love my sister. She is awesome. I'm 7 years older, which means that in the afternoons, when my mom was preoccupied teaching her piano lessons, and I was supposed to be in the kitchen, cleaning, doing my chores. I was, quote unquote, cooking, making these concoctions and feeding them to my sister. Okay, we could be like cutesy and say, oh, I just wanted to care for my sister. But no, seriously, I was just seeing how far I could push her and what she would eat. And when she would finally say no. Well, she never did.
You're so funny.
These were disgusting concoctions.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. It's whatever I could find in the fridge that sounded like it should go into a concoction.
Oh, okay.
But even from then, I still wanted to cook for people.
That's so funny.
Like, I did the whole tea party thing as a kid. Yeah. And wanting people to have my water tea. Right. And so it has been in me. I have my grandma's, the one who made everything from scratch. I have her recipe box.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's the story of my journey.
I love your journey.
Thanks.
It's so full of interesting twists and turns.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh my heck. And you just go with it. You're so brave.
Thanks.
You're like, okay, God, I'll do that, I guess. Sure. I'll see what happens when we go this direction. I love it. So we, you know, I usually take a break, but we were just flowing so good that I decided to skip the break.
Okay.
So we don't need a break today. So we didn't talk about this beforehand, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Usually when I have a guest on here, I ask them if they have any free gift they would like to offer my audience. And I know I did not warn you or ask you ahead of time, but do you have something or would you like to create something?
Okay, so I am going to teach your listeners how to tell if herbs and spices will go together.
Yay!
Okay.
That's exciting.
So I have raided Miss Kelly's spice cupboard.
Yay. Okay. You did.
Now
you got some good stuff.
I do. So one of the things, this is the easiest if you take your green herbs.
Okay.
The things that are typically found in an Italian seasoning mix. So you've got some rosemary, some oregano, some basil. Okay.
Okay.
So if you have those separate spices, then go ahead and pull them out of your spice cupboard right now.
Okay.
So we have some rosemary, oregano, basil. There's some garlic. And I want you to smell this. So Kelly doesn't have them separate. She has this amazing blend. It smells so good, doesn't it?
It does. And I just got it on my face.
Okay.
I love this blend.
So now I'm going to add parsley. So you know what your Italian blend
smells like. And this has rosemary, pepper, red pepper, garlic, onion, salt, tomato, and parsley.
Okay. So I want you to keep smelling the Italian blend. And if you have the separate ones at home, smell one. Smell your rosemary. Get a good smell of that. Add your basil to it and smell those together. And if you could see us, you would see us with, don't add this one yet.
Put it down, could, Kelly.
You could see us with this open spice bottles up near our nose. Okay, so you're smelling one, you're adding your second.
Okay? Oh, it smells so good.
And it smells really good. So I am going to add, even though this blend has parsley in it, I have open here parsley flakes. Smell that. Bless you. Okay, now smell the other one. Smell them together. Put them both in front of your nose.
Oh my gosh. I got the Italian herb blend in my nose.
And they smell good together, right?
They do smell good together.
Hey, so if you have Italian seasonings, like an Italian herb blend,
it smells really good together.
You can add extra parsley. And that will be lovely. So you could take this, you could take some rosemary and parsley and see if it smells good with your basil. See if it smells good with your oregano. Hint, it will, which means it will also taste good. So I'm going to add something new to the mix. Okay.
All right.
Now, this is one of my favorite herbs ever. And it's green. It's green. So logic says, oh, it's green, like basil and oregano and rosemary and parsley. It should be really good with them. So you've got your Italian, add your parsley. Okay. You ready? She's smelling it.
No, that is not blend.
That was dill. Bless you. Now I use this on purpose, you guys, because it is so obvious that it does not go.
And that's okay. Funny because dill is one of my favorite smells ever.
Yes. But when you are wanting something Italian or something with an Italian twist, dill is not your friend. So you can do this with anything. As you're cooking, you decide, oh, I want some flavor in this.
Wow.
Okay, I know I want one thing, let's build off of that. And as long as you create something that smells good,
that's really smart.
It will taste good.
Mm-hmm.
and you don't have to waste an entire pot of food.
Oh gosh, I've done that before and I've been
so yeah. Yeah. So I developed this to help my son, who is now 20 and a fantastic cook.
He is a good cook. He made dinner for us the other night, that macaroni and cheese.
Yes, he is good.
That was really good.
And so I developed this process so that when he was a kid, he could figure out what was good. And we didn't have to fake eat his food and enjoy, enjoy.
Yum. It's good, Bart.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because nobody wants to do that.
Nobody wants to.
And so try this. Let us know how it goes for you.
Yeah.
Please. I would love to hear your stories of how you saved a pot of food.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, let us know. And yeah, I'm excited to hear.
Oh, what's a good way for them to contact you? If you don't have it off the top of your head, we can put it in the show notes.
Yes, we will put it in the show notes.
Perfect.
And so, because spelling, right?
Yes.
So we'll put it in the show notes.
Because I want them to get the right link. So try this with your own spices and then email Janelle with the link in the show notes and tell her what combinations you came up with.
Yes.
And which ones were horrible too.
Oh, yes. I really want to hear about the horrible ones.
That's more fun.
That brings you all the spice of life, right? You all have heard that saying. Yeah. Seriously, tell me your horrid combinations, and tell me the ones that surprised you the most that you thought would be awful but turned out good.
Yeah,
I love those. I think the most.
Those are really fun.
The things that surprise us in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
So. I took too strong of a sniff of the Italian spices and it literally went into my sinuses. That's why I keep sneezing. I can feel it in my left eye too. Is my eye red?
Yes. It is. Oh, it's like so watery. So I am liking, believe it or not, I have not tried. I tend to cook with separate herbs. So I've never tried this particular blend.
Oh my gosh. I love that blend.
I love it.
And I don't usually love blends.
Yeah.
That I love this.
This is cool.
We should tell them what it is.
Okay. So it's the McCormick Italian Herb Seasoning Grinder. So it's the glass bottle that you turn upside down with the cap off and you can grind into your food.
And everything in it is big chunks.
Yeah. It's like big chunks of stuff. And like she said, it's rosemary, black pepper, red pepper, garlic, onion, sea salt, tomato, parsley.
It's so good in Alfredo sauce.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Any garlic cream sauce that.
Oh.
Dude.
Okay. Dude. I'm going to have to play with this.
Okay.
So yeah. So.
This was awesome.
Oh my gosh. So much fun.
You know, I think you're my first guest I've actually had in my studio.
Really?
I've done an episode where I went to somebody's house and did it at their house, but you're the first one that's come on site to my own house and done it here. Yay, special.
Oh, guys, I hope that you are regularly listening to Kelly's podcast.
Oh.
And that you're not just doing, you know, every once in a while, because I can tell you, I've worked with Kelly. I mean, she's my best friend, right? I love you, Karen. In case you ever hear this, I really do.
I want Karen to hear. I want to meet Karen.
Yeah.
Karen's her other best friend and apparently is not happy at the idea of me. And so I told
I love you, Karen.
I want to meet her and make friends with her.
Yes, you guys do need to meet.
It'd be so fun.
You guys would be awesome
together. I sent her a Facebook friend request.
Oh, good. So you guys, like, listen to Kelly's stuff. She knows what she's talking about. There is a reason she is the queen of manifesting. And once she helped me realize that I do manifest and that I'm a superstar at it.
You're magical.
I stopped manifesting the stuff I didn't want.
Yes.
I haven't been sick this winter.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some other issues, but you know, that whole, oh, I get sick every winter crap.
Yep.
I stopped saying that.
And it worked, right?
Last winter was freaking fantastic. Like, not sick at all.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But yeah, it has
never
been,
get sick anymore.
Even when I have asthma issues, I still don't get sick.
Yeah.
My body is able to take care of itself. And I know the steps to take to end my asthma attack.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sick.
Perfect.
It's great. It's so great. So listen, catch up on episodes. If you've missed any, catch up on them. If you need to go back and listen to some, do it. Life is good. Life is good. And it's good because you make it that way.
Yeah. Your words create your reality.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Yay. All right. So look in the show notes for a link to get in touch with Janelle. Yes. And remember, her company is called One Bite at a Time. And she is going to be doing big things. So keep an eye out for her. Should they follow you on Facebook?
Yes. So you can follow me on Facebook, Janelle Farley Furman. And that's just my normal everyday page. And you'll get me.
Yes.
Completely me, because guys.
That's what I love about you. You're just like, this is me. Take me or leave me.
I like to believe I have a filter. I really do. And
you're
that I do. But guys, everything is shown on my face.
Right?
So if you watch a live of mine, it really is. You see everything.
See, that's why I liked you. That's when I was so excited when I first saw you at that business conference. I was like, oh, that's that Janelle I've been watching on Facebook. I was so excited to see you. Because you are so you. You're just you.
And then we're gonna go ahead and in the show notes, we will post my Facebook group for One Bite at a Time.
Yes.
We'll send you the link, but you can just find me on Facebook. I am the only Janelle Farley Furman.
Spell Furman.
F as in Frank, U-H-R-I-M-A-N.
Nice.
Yep. So yeah. So
when I write your name, in my head I go Furman. That's how I remember to spell your name.
In my very unrealistic German accent, it comes out Fuhrman.
Fuhrman.
So think Fuhrer. Fuhrman.
Fuhrman.
But we make it easy because we're lazy and we say Furman.
Yeah. So it's F-U-H, Riemann, R-I-M-A-N.
So yeah.
But that'll be in the show notes too, but until then, just go look crap on Facebook.
Yep.
And anything else? Any parting words before we go?
Three things.
Lay
number
it on
one,
us.
I love you.
No. Me or them?
All of you.
I love you too. I'm sure they love you too.
Number two, you are beautiful.
True.
I know it doesn't feel like it. I know you have your moments. Those moments may last years.
Mm.
But you are beautiful. And number three, dude, change is fun. Oh my gosh. It's so much fun.
That's true.
It is. It's the best. And so, I mean, if I weren't open to change,
you'd be stressed.
I'd be still working. I've worked in multiple call centers, and there's nothing wrong with it. And it takes a special kind of person to survive working in a call center, waiting for that beep in your ear to tell you someone's on the other line.
I've never done that. I can just imagine.
But I'd still be doing that.
Mm, I'm glad you're not doing that anymore.
So am I.
You need to reach way more people than working at a call center.
I know. I know. So yeah, change is seriously so much fun, you guys. It's amazing. Be open to it. And then Follow those inspired next steps as they come, even especially when they don't make sense.
Yeah.
Change is fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to head out. And you guys, go follow Janelle. She's amazing. Go be friends with my best friend. I will share her. Sorry, Karen. All right, you guys, have an amazing day. Go manifest miracles, and I will talk to you next week. All right, bye, everybody. Hey, guys, it's Kelly again, and I am back with a little epilogue to this episode because just a little while after we recorded this, Janelle has created something amazing and awesome. And I wanted to bring her back on to tell you all about it. So Janelle, take it away.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I am so happy to be back.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, you know, I just got finished teaching you about how, when you're cooking, how to smell the different spices and herbs to determine how they go together, right?
Right.
Well, I know, because I am a busy, busy woman some days, that when it comes to mealtime, I don't care what goes together or what doesn't. I just care about how easy it's going to be to get food into my belly.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So with that in mind, I have created an entire line of spice blends. They're amazing.
They are amazing.
So it goes from things that are sweet, like Kelly's favorite, Cinefusion.
Which I call Cinecrack. Because yes, it's like eating crack. You can't get enough.
And this is an amazing sweet cinnamon sugar plus some blend that goes really good on toast. Because let's be honest, Kelly, toast is a valid and legitimate choice for dinner, right?
It is absolutely valid for dinner.
It is. And so if you're going to eat toast, you might as well put Cinefusion on it or right. Cinecrack and have it just at that next level.
Yeah, well,
we've got that. But if you want maybe a quick and easy barbecue, I have a line of barbecue spices, spice blends. And I also have my signature blend. It's called Janelle's Signature Blend. And you use any of those, or, you know, all of them, and you can make a fantastic burger or steak or tri-tip, whatever you have the energy and time for. Or if you just want to spice up Taco Tuesday, I've got a few blends for that. So nice. Yeah, I really have taken the guesswork out of using it for you. And you can go ahead. My website is in the comments. Yes. Kelly's putting it there, and you can order your blends from me.
Yes. I'm so excited. Oh, and so, you know, people will listen to this episode for years to come. Mm-hmm. Is there a way they can find out about your food posiums?
Oh my goodness, the food posiums. They are under events on the website.
Yes. onebiteatatime.co.
Correct.
And I'll put the link in the show notes so they can just click
on it. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm excited for people to try them. Deliciousness. And then they won't have to smell them too hard like I did and get them in their sinuses and feel it in their left eye.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't want that, people. It's not pleasant. Let Janelle do the mixing for you. It's safer. Poor side that day. Oh my gosh. I think I sneezed like 50 times that day. It was rough.
It was a good day.
It was so fun. All right. Well, do you have any last words, or are we done with our amazing epilogue?
Enjoy your food, my friends. Just enjoy it.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, thanks for coming back and having our little epilogue. And I will talk to everyone next Monday. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire, the upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program, from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.